USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's and Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for children as young as 6 months old. CNBC's senior health and science reporter Meg Terrell.
Pfizer and Moderna both getting FDA emergency use authorization for their vaccines down to 6 months of age. So this would be the youngest age group yet eligible for vaccination, the only one so far that had not yet had access to the vaccine.
The FDA decision comes after its Committee of Independent Vaccine Experts voted unanimously to recommend the shots. Amid heavy criticism 6 days after leaving the country without telling his constituents, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's office confirmed Friday that he had gone to Italy with his wife, but said he was briefed regularly about intense flooding that devastated a large swath of Yellowstone National Park and nearby communities. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Authorities on Friday confirmed the third victim of a church shooting in Alabama has died. The Vestavia Hills Police Department identified the victim in a post on Facebook as an 84-year-old female who died at a local hospital. They did not release her identity. A 71-year-old man fatally shot two additional elderly people with a handgun during a potluck dinner at an Alabama church where he occasionally attended services. For decades, it was accepted wisdom in the casino industry that eliminating smoking would automatically lead to revenue declines and customer losses. But a new report examining how the coronavirus pandemic has changed gamblers' habits says that may no longer be the case. The report issued Friday by Las Vegas-based C3 Gaming comes as several states, including New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, are considering banning smoking in casinos. The research firm says its report was done independently and was not financed by any outside party. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Online bullies beware. There's a new law in the land.
Vice President Kamala Harris and administration officials launched a task force dedicated to fighting online harassment and abuse.
For the first time, cyber exploitation victims can sue their abusers in federal civil court. This is progress.
The task force will address several issues, including prevention of online abuse and services for people who are targeted. It is scheduled to issue recommendations for the federal government and private companies in 180 days. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Construction equipment manufacturer Caterpillar announced it is packing up its headquarters from its longtime home state of Illinois and moving to Texas. The company said that it's transferring its global base to the Dallas suburb of Irving from Deerfield outside Chicago. Caterpillar had been based in Peoria, Illinois for over 90 years before announcing a move to Deerfield in 2017. At the time, it touted Deerfield as meeting its goal of being more accessible to its global customers, dealers, and employees. Caterpillar already has an office in Irving and has been in the state since the 1960s. The company said it will begin transitioning its headquarters to Irving this year. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.